Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, John, go ahead.
All right, so where did you lose me?
Well, you were telling me that the amount for the ISBN that you spoke to a gentleman and he quoted you almost like 4,000 something, and you didn't understand where that came from.
All right, so I'll go back.
Okay.
So the original fee, I sent the book in, and things seemed to be going right. They were doing some editing, and they were talking about the cover, and I got the artwork I wanted for the cover, sent it to them. They kind of changed a little. I said no. They said okay. So we went back and forth. Then they were asking about the back cover little thing about the book and a forward and an acknowledgement, something like that.
Yes.
I took care of all that. That was fine. Then out of the blue, I get the thing that says I need an ISBN number and that the team over there was going to hook me up with the guy that was going to do this. So I got a call from a gentleman, which I didn't quite understand everything because, again, I'm new at this. So bottom line is he tells me that for what they're going to do, and he's not really making any money on this. He's just passing it through, and it's $4,200. So I said, well, I don't have a lot of extra money to be throwing at things, okay? And so two of my friends have done self-publishing of books. In fact, the one friend of mine, she's now on her ninth book. But anyway, the point is, in this, they both said, they sent me stuff, and it was like through the government where I could get an ISBN number for $200. Basically, from what I can tell as a layman and from what they tell me, two people have already done it, basically the same thing. So then back and forth with the gentleman from your end, finally he says, yeah, he says, okay, that makes sense. Go ahead and do that. Get that number. That's fine. So all of a sudden I'm thinking like, that would have cost me another $4,000. All right. So he drops that. Okay. So now I'm skeptical, right? Of course you're skeptical because you figure somebody's selling me eight tires for a car that only takes four. So, okay, so go ahead. And now things are rolling along. And all of a sudden I get this thing in you saw the email. I got the thing where she said that it was going to cost me, I'm scrolling down here. So the synopsis and creation, of an ebook trailer, which was $2,700. A social media marketing for 3 months at $3,500, or a social market meeting for 6 months at $5,000. And I thought when we originally signed up, when we were done, I was going to have a book that was able to be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I was under the impression, Deb, am I right or wrong? The very beginning, that was the impression. I didn't hear anything about this social media marketing thing and ebook synopsis. And this is, you got to understand something. I'm looking at $3,525. I'm looking at $7,000 for something I'd never, ever heard of. So you got to understand that from what our original discussion was, I was very comfortable with it. I paid you guys the money. I had no problem with that. You were working on the editing back and forth. It was great. We worked on the book cover, and all of a sudden these flies are coming out of the woodwork here, you know. And you know, I mean, this would have cost me an extra $8,000. And I understand there are people, you know, I mean, like guy like Vince Flynn and you know, all big famous authors and everything. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars. They have big openings and all. I get it. I'm just a little schmuck who's trying to get my book out there.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for explaining this, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through this entire hassle of inconvenience, okay? I'm going to go right back and start from the basics. See, all of these things were not explained to you properly, okay? And there was miscommunication in the middle. That's the reason why you're skeptic, and you have all the rights to be skeptic, John. That's the reason why I wanted to come over the phone and explain this to you from basic until the point that everybody has quoted you some sort of pricing in order to get any kind of additional services, okay? So let's talk about the ISBN barcode and the copyrights first, okay? We'll start from that. All right. Now, the package that you bought from us, let me look at that. You understand that we are a ghostwriting company. You got that part, right? We provide services in exchange of a fee, and we don't take any credit for any sort of services that we provide you. So, for example, if you're asking us to write out something, edit something, publish something, we're not taking any credits because you're paying us for the service charges. And that's the way our services work, on the basis of confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements. You with me on that part, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now given that fact, we will only sell you services that we provide for, okay, that we ourselves are doing it. So that includes the writing, book cover designing, and publication. That's all included in your package, okay? I'm looking at your package. It includes the writing and editing of the entire book, along with line editing, developmental editing, and the formatting, final proofreading, all of that is included, along with the teams and the project manager, okay? And after that, I see a clause for book cover design. That means we'll provide you different concepts, but you already confirmed that you already have a certain concept in mind, and that's what you want to stick to. So we didn't provide you anything after that. All right. And the last service that is here in your package is the book publishing on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Now, let me explain that point, okay? Book publication means that once the manuscript is ready, we will set up your accounts on behalf of you with these said publication platforms, which is Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Once we set that up, they have different criteria in terms of dimensions, and there are a lot of technicalities, okay, where a layman like you or me, if we sit down to publish our own book, you know, with our hands, then what's going to happen is that we will get stuck, or we might just, you know, mess things up. And worst case scenario, we may as well ban our accounts on multiple wrong attempts. That's the reason why we have an expert publication team who does that on behalf of our customers, because usually we work with new authors. And of course, we have to guide them on their way forward, right, because they haven't done this before. So in return of a service fee, we set up their account and we publish the book. Now, this is your basic package that you have purchased, okay? That includes the writing, the book cover, and the publication. Now, let's come back to the copyrights part. Copyrights, ISBN, and barcode. This is all the legal stuff, or the technical, you can say the technicalities behind the legal agreement. What is a copyright? In order to legally or officially with the government affiliation, in order to have your manuscript under your name, you know, have the copyrights and the legal aspects of it all under your name, the legal ownership of it. That's where the copyrights come in place, because you have to submit a request to the copyrights department in Washington, D.C., and they will provide you a government official letter or certificate which verifies that your book or your manuscript or your intellectual property, it has you have the 100% rights for it. To avoid any
Lisa, that's the ISBN number, correct?
No, that's not the ISBN number.
It's a copyright document.
That's your registration that's your registration of the manuscript with the government. Like,
all right, who does that? Who does that? Me?
That's the copyright office. Yes, that's the responsibility of an author. Usually, when any author comes to us, 80% of them have done that already. They have already registered the copyrights of their book under their name. That's the reason why we don't sell that service, because it's not for us to sell. Sometimes what happens is that a lot of customers come to us, just like you, who have no idea or they're not aware of how they can do that, okay, because it's a complicated process. And usually, now I'm going to come to the comparison, okay, and that would justify or explain to you why we charge so much for this copyright bundle, all right? Now we're talking about copyright. These are two separate services. Understand that. Copyrights is the documentation and certification with the government, okay? ISBN number is an international standard book number that would be 10 to 13 digits long, required to sell your book. So without an ISBN number, you cannot publish the book or without the barcode. Now, the barcode is associated with the ISBN number. So if you buy an ISBN number, it will come with a barcode, or you'll have to pay a certain amount additional for the barcode.
Right. No, okay. I'm aware of that.
All right. Now, we are discussing three separate things. First one is the copyrights, which is done with the Washington, D.C. registry. Second one is the ISBN number that will, of course, be associated or affiliated with the copyrights document because that is the unique number that you're using in order to sell your product, which is your book, okay? Now, ISBN number is registered with the barcode. So if there is a 10 to 13-digit number, then, of course, it's going to appear with a barcode at the back of your book. So whenever anyone selling your book will do a barcode scan, they'll be able to get the pricing and the title of the book and, of course, your name as an author. So that's what the barcode is for. It's just, a code or a barcode for your ISBN number. So these two services are related. All right, you with me with the three services that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right, now let's go down to the pricing. The copyrights. Copyrights, along with the ISBN and the barcode, it is not that costly. I'm telling you that upfront. Why? And let me give you the reasons for that as well. Let's do a comparative analysis, okay? It's you versus us. If we do the services for you versus if you do them yourself, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about the ISBN number first because it's a very complex product, and you can find the ISBN. If you search the internet, you will find free ISBNs, and you will also find ISBNs for up to $10, $12, $50 as well, okay? And that the pricing for ISBN varies. Now back to my explanation in regards to the costing. You quoted that your friend bought the ISBN for almost $200, and that was it. I agree with you, and it would be true, 100%. The bundle that we were talking to you about for almost $4,000, let me tell you what it included. Number one, it included the copyrights of the book cover and the manuscript. I'm typing this down, so at the end of the call, I can send all this to you in writing as well, okay? So,
yep. Okay.
Copyright
yep.
of the book cover and the manuscript. What does that mean? We would submit your manuscript to the Copyrights Office in the Washington, D.C. Remember, this is not about the ISBN now. It's about documenting your intellectual property under your name. It's all the legal work where you get your lawyer involved, or you can have a lawyer do that on behalf of you too, okay? So that's what we are doing. This is a service on which we are not earning any kind of profits. We are trying to help you out, okay? I'm just enlisting the items that were there in the copyright bundle that was quoted to you for almost $4,000. So number one is copyrights of the book and the manuscript, which means submitting your manuscript and book cover to the Washington, D.C. and making sure that you get a copyright certificate and an authorship certificate that certifies you as an author under the government laws. You with me?
Is that part I've never heard of. Is that necessary?
I'm sorry? Are you saying something?
Yeah, sorry, me. The authorship certification, what is that? Is that necessary?
It's not something necessary. I'm enlisting the services here. Copywriting your document, copywriting your manuscript, that is necessary. But along with that, once you do that, you're going to get a certificate for copyrights and you're going to get an authorship certification. It's part of that bundle that I'm listing out to you, okay? So the second item in our bundle was the authorship certification. All right. And the third item here was the patent to Library of Congress. So what does that mean? You know about the Library of Congress, right?
Isn't that where the ISBN comes from?
No. Library of Congress is basically where your book, it's a book catalog, or you can call it like an official library or an official place where all the books are listed for sale. So, patent to Library Congress means that you have the eligibility to submit your book to the Library of Congress, all right, for purchase or for them to use for academic purposes if your book has that kind of specifications or niche. So a patent to Library of Congress is your third item in the list. Number four is two ISBN numbers that are worldwide recognized. That's the catch.
And they're two for what reason? Paper and hardback?
Yes, that is correct. It depends on the number of formats that you are going for. So, for example, if you're going for two formats, three formats, it will vary according to that. So for one for paperback, one for hardcover. That's why two, okay? So two ISBN numbers worldwide recognized. Now, what's the difference in between that? See, you can get a free ISBN or an ASIN number from Amazon itself. Write that down. A as in Alpha, S as in Sierra, I as in Indigo, N as in November. ASIN number that is provided as an alternate number for ISBN. Now, let me tell you the disadvantages of it. You can get that free of cost, but it will only restrict you to Amazon. You know, just like how you go to any local store, maybe let's say Walmart or Staples, you buy a product and they have a barcode or some sort of, you know, the tag that is there. But that tag is only valid for the internal use of the store. Now, the tag, when you go out to another store, it's not going to be valid there. Similar to that, it's a vague example, but similar to that, I'm just trying to explain to you why that ISBN is not suitable to in order to publish your book. Number one, if you're publishing your book with an ASIN number, that's the free ISBN that Amazon provides, you will not be able to unpublish your book. If there are any mistakes in your book, if you want to revise your edition, sometimes, you know, it happens that after 2 years or 3 years or 5 years later down the line, you want to maybe make some changes in the book and maybe go with a revised edition of the book, right? You cannot do that. Number two, the ASIN number is not worldwide recognized. That means you don't have the ISBN number to sell outside U.S. You will only be able to sell your copies within the limitation of the national boundaries. So that's the reason why ASIN number is not recommended. You with me?
Right. Yep.
Okay. So these were the two ISBN numbers worldwide recognized. Now, the costing for that roughly, if you go with the ISBN that we provide, which is officially registered with your copyright certification as well. That's why we go with this worldwide recognized ISBN. Now, you can buy ISBN for $10, $20 from anywhere at all, okay? But it will have issues. That's the reason why we recommend our customers is that if they are going with a copyright bundle with us, let us do the library, let us do the ISBN and the barcode along with the copyright so there are no issues in processing the book or publishing it live. Because a lot of times it happens that customers come up to us, they provide an ISBN that they purchased locally from online. They don't have the imprints for that. Do you know about the imprints?
No.
Okay.
What?
Imprint. IMPRINT.
Yeah,
every
ISBN,
let me explain. Every ISBN has an imprint to it. An imprint is like a passcode in order to use the ISBN. If you purchase a legit ISBN, it should have an imprint along with it to use it. If you don't have the imprint, then you will not be able to use the ISBN. So remember that. Whenever you're buying an ISBN, it must have an imprint. An imprint can be anything. For example, it can be the name of the company that you bought it from, or it could be anything that they set it up for, okay?
Are you talking about like it would normally be like a publisher's name?
It could be the publisher's name as well. So, for example, if you buy the ISBN from us, the imprint can be, let's say, maybe Known Book Writing, okay? But it's subject to change. An imprint, think of it this way. An imprint is the key or the password to an ISBN. With me?
Okay.
Okay. So the next product down the line, that is item number 5 that I'm listing out to you, 2 barcodes. That will be associated
okay.
with the IFBNs that were listed on number 4. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that
yep.
makes it 5 items. I'm going to repeat that, okay? Copyrights of the book
mm-hmm.
cover and the manuscript, that's the copyright certificate of your intellectual copy, of your intellectual property being under your name by the Washington, D.C. Number 2 is the authorship certification that would certify you as an author. That will also come from Washington, D.C. Number 3 is the patent to Library of Congress. Number 4 is 2 ISBN worldwide recognized along with the imprints. Each. Number 5 are the 2 barcodes associated with the 2 ISBNs. That concludes the package that was offered to you. Now let's talk about the amount, $4,000. That is hell of an amount, of course, and nobody would pay that much amount. But when you understand the services as to why we are making this so expensive, you'll know why a lot of our customers, like 60 to 70% of our customers, would prefer going through our channels rather than doing it individually. Let's do a comparative analysis, okay? Now, once you buy these individual services on your own, let's just give it a rough estimate. Number 5 and number 4, 2 ISBN along with imprints, 2 barcodes, that would cost you for somewhere around, say, $250 to $300, okay? Patent to Library of Congress, you will need to do the authorship in order to get that. And you'll have to figure some way out in order to buy that service. But that service in itself individually will cost you somewhere around $500. So right now we're looking at $1,000 in between item number 3, 4, and 5. Now let's come down to the elephant in the room. That's the copyrights. Now, why exactly are the copyrights so expensive once you go through us? Let me explain that to you. See, when you do it on your own, it's a lengthy process. You will have to wait for almost 9 to 12 months in order for it to get processed. Secondly, Washington, D.C. does not have a proper support system, like a customer service. So you're never going to get any correspondence from them. A lot of customers who decided that, you know what, or we will do the copyrights on our own, which will barely cost them somewhere around, say, $500 to $600 max if they do it on their own, okay? Like, for example, if you do it on your own too, it's going to cost you barely $500 to $600. So altogether, if you do this bundle on your own, that is $500, authorship, give or take $500 too, that's $1,000, and that's $1,000. It's going to cost you for $2,000 barely on your own. With me?
I got confused following your numbers. It was $500 to $600 for the copyright, and it was $500 for the number 3. Patent to Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that.
And yeah.
Let's start from first, okay? First one,
okay.
$500 to $600. That's the copyright of the book cover and manuscript. Authorship certification, $400 to $500. Keep that rough estimate. So that will be $1,000 with point 1 and 2. Patent to Library of Congress, we can say $300 to $400. And then let's go with the 2 ISBN and 2 barcodes, barely $300 to $400. So that will make it almost roughly something around $1,800 to $2,000, I believe. With me?
Okay.
Okay. Now that is the costing if you do it on your own. As compared to the costing that we are pitching you, which is $4,000. Why are we pitching you that high? In order to have the Washington, D.C. copyrights done, or the affiliation done, or the your manuscript registered legally, lawfully, under your name, we have an inside affiliation, an inside man in the Washington, D.C. So what's the difference in between you applying for it and we doing it for you? We will get it done in 30 to 40 working days max. That is it. Without any hassle, without any inconvenience, without having you to go back and forth with the copyrights office, because they do not have any support system. A lot of customers paid $500 to $600 to copyrights office directly, and they came back to us after a year that, you know what, we haven't gotten our copyrights done so far. That's the reason why we started giving this service out, and we do not pitch this upfront to our customers. As John said, that nobody told him about the ISBN or copyrights or the authorship certification, because we cannot sell this upfront to our customers. This is something that you need to get done on your own, and when you do it on your own, it'll cost you much cheaper. But because of these multiple complaints that we received, we established a channel with the Washington, D.C. Copyrights Office, in which we left an inside man who works only on the application submitted by Gnome Book Writing. You with me?
Yeah, that's interesting. Who pays him if he works for the Library of Congress? Gnome?
Let me explain that as well. Now, the additional $2,000 that you're paying us, that is the expediting fee, and it also includes the charges for this individual that is working to have the copyrights processed and expedited on behalf of Gnome. Now you understand what that $2,000, that additional $2,000 that we're talking about, the $2,000 in question, goes to. Now, it is completely your choice, of course. Nobody's forcing you, and this is not something that we sell. It's to help you out, just to make the process efficient and hassle-free for you. We offer this, and of course, you're paying a premium price for it. So a lot of customers choose this for convenience and just to get this done efficiently. But if you're okay to go the long route, on your own individually, that is completely fine. Another benefit of going with us is that we are giving you a bundle. You don't have to buy these products or these items separately, okay? As compared to if you do it on your own, you have to buy all of these things separately and individually. Now, that depends where exactly you're buying it from, probably from an online vendor.
Right, okay. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. I think what we were both curious about, and John's still here, but he's listening. For now, is it possible to just continue with the original contract and the original work just
of
to
course.
Get the? I know that we had expressed an interest in being timely about this in the beginning, but that's not so much our focus now because we were thinking at that time like Christmas, you know, time. But that was kind of an unachievable goal. So, can we for now just continue with the development of the book, and understanding that it may take extra time if we don't start this process right away? Can we think this over about purchasing this service at a later time?
Of course, that's not a problem. I'm sorry, I didn't get your good name. What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. All right, Debbie. That's not a problem at all. See, our job is to tell you what to do at the right time, at the right place, okay? The reason why this was brought up now is because John's book will be completed in 30 to 40 working days max, okay? Now, we're looking at like a time frame of 2 months roughly, all right? If we look at the working days actually, excluding
right.
the weekends, okay?
Yep.
So, that being said, that's the reason why we asked you about it, if you have done this or if you have processed it. That was the first question. Nobody came and told you that, you know what, you have to buy this. I'm sure whoever contacted you about this must have asked you if you have these things ready or not, because that was like a milestone, you know. Moving on to the next milestone, we have to warn you or guide you that, you know what, this is the right time. If you haven't done this, you should apply for this.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you're not forced, and nobody's telling you to buy it specifically from us as well. You're free to make your call. Do not feel stressed about that at all, right? Our main point was to guide you in order to have these things done, because in order to have the book published, we need these requirements fulfilled. Now, usually 70 to 80% of the authors, when they come to us, they have already applied for their copyrights or they have done the back-end work, the legal work, you know, all the technical stuff that was required to have the book published. Now, let me go back to the basic services, okay? I'm going to explain to you a substantial difference between the basic services for, you know, in order to have the book published and the premium services. That will explain and connect the marketing concerns as well, okay? So I'm moving on to the next topic now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the basic services. See, there are a lot of people publishing books, okay? Some of them just publish the book to have it out there, maybe as a legacy, maybe to be remembered. They don't care about sales. They don't care about being famous. They don't care about having the book become a bestseller, you know, an Amazon bestseller or a New York Times bestseller. So in order to just have a book published or live, what are the basic services required? First of all, of course, you need to write the book, so editing, writing, and formatting services. That will be number one. Number two will be having a book cover. Of course, you have to have a proper book cover designed according to the publishing standards. That's number two. Number three, of course, you have to have the publishing services. In order to publish the book, you need to select the platform. So number three would be like publishing your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in your case. All right, now these are the basic three services. The remaining two are copyrights and the ISBN. So this concludes the five basic services required to have any book launched on online, okay?
Uh-huh. Yep, okay.
Hello? Sorry about that. Yeah, I have a bad cough, and I'm just going to take something. Sorry. Just give me a quick moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now I can continue. So these are the basic services. This does not say that your book will become a bestseller. This does not guarantee that your book will be sold, okay? It's just the basic services required to have a book up. For example, I'm writing a book on my life, and I just need that book to be there. Maybe I'm about to die in about a year or two, and I know about that. Maybe I have a terminal disease, and I want this book to be a legacy for my family. I don't care about the sales. As long as the book is live, when I die, I know I have left something for my family and friends, okay? That kind of scenario.
Right.
Okay. No sales, no guarantee, no awareness of the book whatsoever. I'm just going to tell, as soon as the book is published, I'm going to inform my family and friends that, you know what, you can find my book on Amazon and read it or buy it there. So probably I'm going to sell, 20, 30 copies amongst my friends and family, and that is it. Nobody else knows that my book is published, okay, because of the basic services that I've taken. But the book is published. All right, now let's compare this to the premium services. Now, when we talk about marketing, when we talk about setting up social media pages, when we talk about a return on investment, when we talk about guaranteed sales, that's when premium services or additional services come into play. Okay? Now, additional services, what would that be? Number one would be the ebook trailer. So if you're envisioning your book to become a bestseller, if you're envisioning a certain number of copies to be sold, apart from your family and friends, of course. For example, you're envisioning to sell 1,000 copies, 2,000 copies, 3,000 copies, depending on the marketing package that you select. So you will be guaranteed the equal amount of ROI. That's the return on investment. So usually what happens is that worst case scenario, we commit at least 150 to 200% ROI. What does 200% ROI mean? So for example, you take a marketing package for $3,000. That's a marketing investment that you're making for your book in order to sell it. And that package includes, let's say, 500 guaranteed copies, okay, and 200% ROI. So let's focus on the ROI. What does 200% ROI mean is that if you're investing $3,000 on this marketing campaign, and this campaign will go on for 3 months, at the end of 3 months, we will get you sales, a number of sales, which would give you the revenue in total of $6,000. That's double your initial investment on the marketing plan. You with me?
Yep.
That's the premium.
How do you guarantee that?
We guarantee that with a sound marketing campaign or marketing tactics. We've been in this field for long enough to understand the loopholes in which we can play. We have the ground. So we select the target audience. We run a paid campaign, just like how I'm sure you guys must have seen a couple of ads pop up on your Facebook and on your Instagram pages that, you know what, you can buy this, you can buy that, have you checked this page out, things like that, you know, like pop-outs we get as we scroll mm-hmm. our social media. So we run a campaign similar to that, and we target all those people that are falling into your target audience according to the niche of the book.
Okay.
That being said, sorry, Debbie, I have a sore throat, and I keep coughing. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
All right, so we have, apart from that, we have a clientele, a huge clientele of authors. Now, which author would not be interested in other books? Because, of course, we work on endorsements and recommendations as well. For example, if we are endorsing your book to 10 other authors, then, of course, one or two endorsements will come around to you as well. Now, that clientele or that channel of network works like a miracle in these kind of campaigns, okay? So one tactic is social media paid campaigns. The second one is the endorsements. The third one is the email blast. We will send out an email along with the specifications, like a short description of the book, along with the buying link for Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and the book cover as well. We send it out to 200,000 or 300,000 people. We have this kind of data available. In the past 7 to 8 years in business, we've collected a lot of data, okay? And then we run this material on for example, say 200,000 people. Now, if we do the math, let's say, for example, if 10% of 200,000 people would buy the book, that would be what? 200 people spontaneously. Sorry, 2,000 people spontaneously. 2,000, that would be 2,000 copies of your book being sold through email blast. That's the worst-case scenario that I'm talking about, 10% people who would go to the link. Okay, that's realistic. That's the third aspect of the marketing campaign. I'm telling you how and why we guarantee these sales, okay? And the fourth one is the articles and press releases. So we send out, let's say, for example, your package contains 4 press releases. Now, press release would talk about the book, and, of course, it's going to give a release date as well. So one of the press releases or two of them will be sent out to 200-plus platforms each announcing the date of release. And, of course, after that, if there are any other campaigns that we are setting out, we will set out the dates for them as well according to the number of campaigns or the press release that we are running, okay? So altogether, we're talking about 4 press releases, for example. I'm telling you all this hypothetically so you understand, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, imagine 4 of these press releases, each one goes on to 200-plus platforms, 200-plus online media platforms. And each platform has a clientele of about 100,000 people visiting their page every day. You do the math. If 100,000 people are reviewing this content about your book on one platform, multiply 100,000 to 200. That's going to give you the total number of audience that we are reaching through one press release. So if you calculate like 7 to 8% of that too, it's going to give you an amount in thousands of readers willing to buy your book. So this is all done strategically through a campaign. You with me?
Yes, okay. Following
finally,
so far.
Yeah. Finally, to answer your question, I understand that there must have been a discussion regarding the optimization on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You said something about people reaching out to review your book or view your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's a thing called keyword optimization. That's not really – it's part of marketing. A very small part of marketing. You can say it's like the basic step, okay? So what happens in that is the keyword optimization is basically, it refers to having to select a bunch of keywords related to your book or from the book and run that algorithm on Amazon and Barnes & Noble while we are publishing your book. Okay, that way, if anybody is searching with any of those relevant keywords, your book will pop up automatically. That's the algorithm that initially David or Ryan or someone discussed with you. And that is already included as part of your marketing plan. But that is not marketing. That is not marketing. It's included, it's a complimentary service included with the publication of your book. Because at the time when we are setting up your account, when we are submitting your book to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, we will be submitting a bunch of keywords to optimize your account. But that service is part of the publication service. We're not denying that we won't do that for you, but this is not enough. It's just to optimize your account, to boost your account.
Yep, okay, I get that. That makes sense now. Okay.
And that was all from my end. Please ask me questions as much as you can because I don't want you guys to be confused. Again, marketing campaign, it's completely up to you. You decide how you want to launch your book, how you wish the response for it to be, how popular you want your book to be, and how much budget you're willing to spend. Because we get orders, trust me, Debbie, we get orders from starting from the most basic packages where people would just like to have their book out. And this can vary or go up to customers who come up to us and buy the elite premium packages. And they spend about $150,000, $200,000 on their books. And, you know, starting from the ebook trailer and going on to a New York Times launch, you know, the Times Square launch. They actually launched their book on the Times Square, running on the big screen. So there are a lot of things in play, and that completely depends on you. And also, marketing, it all depends on the dollar amount that you can invest, and there's no cap in that. It's uncapped. Because if you see huge companies like Apple, Google, Microsoft, they are still doing marketing. They are giants. They don't need any recognition, right? But even now, if Apple launches a new product, you will see that they put out an advertisement, whether it's a short one, a billboard, or anything like that, but they do it. Why? Just to make the audience aware that there is something new coming out from them. So if the awareness is not there, people will not know that your book is published.
Right.
So right
okay.
now, at the moment, thousands of books are being published, and you and I, we're not aware of it. Why? Simply because we don't know that a book like that is available to buy. Simple as
right.
that.
Yeah. Okay. That does clear things up quite well. Regarding the dollar amounts, I don't have those three numbers in front of me that John was looking at before. But
well, hold on. So I looked at a thing right here for the imprint, right?
Okay.
So it says an imprint is just the publisher name connected to the ISBN number. For the basic ISBN number, the imprint is Primadea eLaunch from this company. And then... for the custom, I would determine the imprint. So the imprint, from what they're saying to me, and all this ISBN number, comes with the $200 premium. The second thing is, I looked at this thing called Trademark Engine. It's online. It's a legal service.
Mm-hmm.
For $200, they do the whole copyright thing. And he said that it takes 5 to 10 days to get your application filed with the U.S. Copyright Office. Once filed the Copyright Office, it takes 2 to 4 months.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, John, I'm going to recommend you to try them out. I'm here. You're here. We can talk again. If it goes all well, then it's good for you. If it doesn't, then of course, I'm always here.
So we're back to if we're going to get this book out, it's going to cost me an additional $4,000 for the ISBN number, the copyright, all that stuff.
Five things.
No.
Plus, what?
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, John. That's not what I said. Okay, go ahead. Finish. You go ahead.
Plus, it would be that plus the 2,700 and 3,500.
No. I didn't say anything like that, John.
Those
I
are three
explained
different packages,
to you,
right?
Yeah, I explained to you that this is all optional. If you want, you can have it done on your own. As I said right now, if you found something on the internet.
Okay, Lisa, but just the basics that I really need. Now, if I don't want to go with the synopsis and the social media marketing thing, but just to get the book complete, it does cost the extra $4,000.
Is it $4,000 for those five things? With the,
That's that thing that he sent me, that guy was trying to sell me, $4,200.
Yes, the package, that itself cost you $4,000 at the moment. But, of course, if you wish to proceed with us, then I can provide you installment plans, and maybe I can get you a discounted price on that, you know, and it's exceptional discounted coupon. But, again, then, John, I'm not telling you to pay that amount to us. Bottom line, I'm telling you not to pay a dime, not to pay another dime to us. Just give us these basic requirements. You can use whatever channel that satisfies you and you are, you know, you're comfortable with that, okay? Because I clearly see that you're not happy paying this amount. So I'm not telling you to pay that.
No, okay? I don't know what they are, Lisa. You know, it's all news to me. So it's like you take your car in to get the oil changed, and the guy says, well, you need a new engine for $10,000, and you don't know anything about cars. So, it may need that. I may need that. So here's the deal. You said potentially you could do something on the price. Well, okay, the $4,000 thing is the thing that seems like you really think I should have to get this thing complete.
Yes.
Okay. So go back, get it cheaper for me, and give me payments, and let me see what we come up with.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile,
or if you can
John,
do on the price, that would be something.
That's what I'm saying. I said do better on the price. I said make it cheaper.
I'm sorry, Debbie. I didn't get you. You were saying something?
Yeah. Sorry. I just was actually saying the same thing as John. I thought I just didn't. I got distracted for a second. I didn't realize he had already asked you. If you could come up with any help on the price. And let us know about installments. That would be something we would be interested in hearing about.
Of course. I'm going to do that for you because John and I, initially when John came on board, I was the one who was in communication with John. So I don't let my clients go dissatisfied that easy. That's the reason why I came over the phone, to ensure that you guys understand what's going on here. And I know that there has been some misunderstanding, confusions, whatsoever that was, either from our part or either from your part, whatever that was. Bottom line, I needed to make sure that you guys understand, and you and I, we're on the same page at least, okay? Again, I'm saying this to you guys. You're not entitled, obliged, or forced to pay any of these amounts to Known Book Writing. If you can provide the basic requirements to us before publishing, we're good to go, okay?
All right, so go ahead and come back. Get me a much better price on that $4,000 and make it into payments. Let's see what we can do.
Okay, perfect. Meanwhile, you guys can do your own research as well if you find any better option, any reliable option, because remember, I'm giving you a final disclaimer in regards to copyright certification along with the ISBNs and barcodes. There are a lot of scammers out there. So just be very diligent and very careful in researching about all these services. Meanwhile, I'm going to work with my upper management and see what's the best I can do for you guys, okay? So I will just respond back on the portal, John, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate you hearing me out, and I understand that we had this conversation with an open mind, and it was really productive. At least that's what I felt.
Yes, I believe so, too. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Lisa.
No worries at all. Thank you so much. I shall get back to you most likely within 24 to 48 hours. No
worries.
Oh,
that's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Meanwhile, Ella will keep assisting you in terms of the book editing, okay? So we're not stopping that.
You got it. Keep going.
Okay. All right. You have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Debbie, for putting your input in between this conversation. It was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.